In July, Governor Gordon announced budget cuts for the current two-year budget cycle totaling more than $250 million, or nearly 10% of the state's general fund budget. The budget cuts were in response to revenue projections that showed an almost $1 billion shortfall for the general fund and another $500 million for school funding. Gordon's proposed supplemental budget that was released last week would cut state funding by more than $500 million on top of the 10% cuts that were implemented in July. Gordon outlined the budget-cutting process.
We didn't come to these cuts just by throwing papers out on the table and taking red markers to them. Over a year ago, we asked each agency to identify its priorities. That built into the budget a pretty good list of where the agency saw their priorities, which helped us sort through that. We asked each agency director to make the recommendations that would least impact the citizens of Wyoming, and they did really yeoman work trying to figure out how to do this in a way that kept the majority of our services, but also reduced a lot of our expenses.
The governor said the supplemental budget attempts to bring the notion forward of one checking account, one savings account.
You know, as treasurer, I got familiar with the fact that there are numerous, and I know a number of folks have talked about the coffee cans that are scattered here and there about the budget. There are multiple savings and checking accounts. It's a very complex system. If you've ever looked at the flow charts, it's really complicated. And it's further complicated by the fact that there are enormous amounts of borrowing capacities that are built into our budgeting process.
Gordon provided a few examples of the borrowing capacities that are built into the state's budgeting process.
The Hathaway Scholarship, it provides a certain amount of income depending on how the markets go. We also have a demand on it, and there's a number of students that may want to have it or deserving of it, but the income isn't there, so they can borrow from the rainy day account on an unlimited basis to be able to meet the Hathaway Scholarship needs. There are also other borrowing authorities for YDOT, for construction, for instance. During the time when we had sequester and federal funds weren't coming, we borrowed liberally from the rainy day account and other accounts to be able to continue construction season and then try to make up for it with federal dollars afterwards.
Gordon said the one checking account, one savings account proposal would make the state's budgeting process more transparent, reflecting his pledge for fiscal transparency. I'm Ron Richter, Sheridan Media News.